begins now, and it begins with the weekend preview.
We do have a big weekend ahead of us on the football docket. Remember when some of those weekend previews didn't look as good?
Lame.
Yeah, this is a good one. And it starts with Prep Mania tonight. Middleton in Verona. Jesse Nelson and the Dean Dennis Semra on the call. All right, that one didn't actually count. Five football games to choose from. Which one are you going to make sure is appointment viewing? And which one are you going to go find the nearest Taco Tuesday special during and not be too worried about if you miss it? I did put this one on here just because our friend Jeff Levering joined us yesterday. Maryland at Indiana. Sneaky good game, according to Jeff. 11 a.m. He'll be on the call on the Big Ten Network.
How would the Big Ten Network feel if Jeff Levering was like, I kind of wish I was doing the Brewers game against the Mets this weekend? They'd probably frown on that. Right?
I
will say this. Indiana deserves a lot of credit. They went from kind of being a team to everybody's kind of excited about their offense.
They hired a good coach.
Yeah, it's not going to be at the top of my list, but I can understand if you're a Hoosier, if you're on board with it. I get it.
I'll check this. I think Indiana has a chance to be like 6-7-0 going into Ohio State, I think, if they're I'll check that. They're good. Well, we'll find out. The big one of the weekend, Wisconsin's not undefeated.
Is Wisconsin good?
Unsure.
How's Wisconsin's volleyball team doing, Jesse? Since you've been doing the
game of the weekend, while Wisconsin volleyball gets a nice bounce back at Northwestern Saturday night on ESPN Wisconsin.
Do they?
Radio Network.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, Northwestern's bad. Yeah. Number two, Georgia at number four, Alabama.
Is that juicy?
Saturday night. ABC.
I'm hoping, again, I don't know exactly the plane situation, what time. I am hoping we'll be able to catch that second half of the Alabama-Georgia game. That is going to, whoever wins that is obviously the front runner to be the top dog in the college football playoff. And the nice thing now, even if you lose, you're still going to be one of the top 12 for both those squads. But this is juicy. This is real juicy. And unless something can trump that, I think that's going to be my top pick.
It's a good game. At the same time Saturday night, this is also a good game.
Juicy.
19th ranked Illinois, the Fighting Bielamas undefeated on the season, at 9th ranked Penn State, whiteout Saturday night on NBC.
Ooh, very spooky and juicy.
Or fluky.
I like both. You're right, Jesse. Both games intrigue me so far. Super intrigued. All right, I'm still going Georgia-Bama, but I'm intrigued.
The Packers play at noon, so then our Sunday options, Chiefs-Chargers, your late game with Nance and Romo on CBS at 3:25. Harbaugh's undefeated.
No, he's not.
Oh, did they just lose last
night?
They
lost to Pittsburgh.
Oh, shoot. You're right, they did. All right, never mind. Bills at Ravens is your Sunday night football
game. No, Harbaugh's undefeated.
That Harbaugh, no, he's not. He's 1-2.
Okay. Is there a Harbaugh that is undefeated?
I don't think so. No, that was last year.
Jesse, you're the breast. I'll tell you what, you are the breast. I think when you start looking at the Chiefs, who the Chiefs are playing the Chargers.
Let's see
if somebody actually can compete with them. Because if Kansas City's going to win that division, I'm not going to nut-a-whack against the Chiefs anymore. I'm done with that game till proven otherwise. But the Chargers with Harbaugh, the problem is Herbert's got that bum foot. We don't know where he's at health-wise. They're going to be playing in probably a 50-50 stadium at best because it's in L.A. That Ravens-Bills, that Bills team is fun. I'm intrigued. Josh Allen's playing at a high level. So I'm going to pick the Chargers-Chiefs just because I want to see, is anybody going to stand up to the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes? Are we all just going to say, oh, they're too good. It's the Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson. It's inevitable that we can't beat these guys. Let's see. I don't think Harbaugh's got that attitude. I think he's going to get physical and punch a bully in the mouth. And we'll see if punching a bully in the mouth is going to lead to anything big.
Jack Harbaugh, 85-year-old Jack Harbaugh, undefeated this season.
No, I think he's got a grandson that's playing at Pop Warner. I think they got knocked off. So I don't know if that's true.
I would love, but Maddie's got a cross-country meet. I would love to watch some of Maryland,
what do you do
Indiana.
At a cross-country meet? Can't you just show up at the end? And when they finish, like, I know you ain't running.
You're
with
not her. Jogging along.
100% agree with
you. You literally kind of cheer them on when they're way across the way.
I will send you the video that I put together of her.
I'm okay.
I think you'll really enjoy it.
Okay.
It's right. 1:02. You're not that busy.
Do they run back and forth like you're watching tennis?
So it kind of zigzags through a park. So if you like, you can catch them running
by. Do you
have
to hurdle picnic tables?
You could, if you wanted to, run through a sandbox. Yes. Then you get to another spot, and then they run by there. Then there's a third spot where they'll come out of the woods. So it's strategic, and I'm learning because last week was my first one. That's not really the point of the story. The point was I want to watch Levering call that game because I think he's going to drop a Godzilla in there. Because I was texting him afterward. He didn't know where he got that from. More money than Godzilla. I want him, and I know he listens to the show. I want a Godzilla reference during Maryland, Indiana on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, I still don't know where the Godzilla. Like,
yeah,
I didn't realize
Godzilla
had all kinds of money.
More money than Godzilla.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I'd also like to go off the board for the NFL game of the week for me beyond the Packers and Vikings. Monday night. Seattle at Detroit. If Detroit wins and the
Does
Packers
Detroit
win.
Does Detroit ever play on the road? I mean, every game's at home. How do they get that schedule?
They were in Arizona last week.
I
it
understand,
just looks a lot
but you
like
know what
stadium.
I mean. It's crazy. How many?
They never play on the road, and the Harbaughs have never lost, apparently, on today's show.
Trends in the NFL this year.
If the Packers win Sunday and the Lions win Monday night at home against the 3-0 Seahawks, the three teams atop the NFC North will all be 3-1, which I don't know if we thought the Minnesota Vikings would be in that mix. All right, that is our weekend
wake
preview.
Wake me in December and tell me if the Vikings are still there. Okay?
Yeah, you're a big wake me in insert month here guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wake me when you are done with your latest Fortrea study and you've got $13,006 in your pocket, or if you're... if you're a pregnant woman.
I have to do. I mean, after you made this the,
that might be
you
the,
made
breast
this the breast show ever, you know I'm going to that one. The women that are currently breastfeeding, ages 18 to 45 with a BMI of 18 to 35, you can pick up a lot of cash. Study one stay, five nights, five follow-ups, one phoner, $10,125 for your time and participation if you refer a friend. Another $500 per qualified referral. Healthy adults ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. One stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups. That's where you can get Jason's $13,006. Of course, Fortrea will be paying you that. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
Headlines.
Oh, boy.
Layup this week.
Yeah, pretty easy one when you gave it away. And Greg put the thing, it's very concerning, the little meme that he put out. Very, very concerning.
Photoshop
from our meme
Greg.
Guy. Greg, yeah, it's very concerning.
Headlines are next.
God.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Time for your weekly dose of the Tauscher Academy players.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous about this one.
Is that a tease or is that a reason to not watch and listen?
I'm nervous about the next couple weeks because I've kind of put a lot in your hands, Jason.
That's right. I got to do this week's.
One of the things I think you could pass the one off to Jesse. I think Jesse would be really good with the one. I can't obviously tell you which one, but
which
you know
game
which
is it? Planning on the show again.
Well, it's because we haven't planned it. But I'm also nervous because my headline today, I'm forced to have an accent that I don't have. And that's why I'm nervous.
You don't have an accent like the one that you need.
Do your pirate, you'll be close
for this commercial.
I don't know where I'm going. I even practiced during the break, and it didn't sound great.
You come to this country.
All right, so without further ado, here is this week's headline from the Tauscher Academy players, and then we will give our actual headlines.
You are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a big payday, I can tell you, I don't have the money.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
If you don't go to the Vikings, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you do, we will look for you. We will stack the box against you, and we will defeat you 31-17.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
Let me tell you something. Mom has been probably the best fan of our show. Loyal to a T.
Yeah.
She did not want any part of this. We kind of bully balled her a little bit into jumping in. So thank you, Mom. You were fantastic. What did you think of that one?
So you're going to do the accent now because you didn't really do it in the video.
What? No, I did. I kind of did.
Did you?
I said I kind of did. Who would have ever guessed that that movie would get a trilogy and have the box office bang that it did? Taken is the movie. We could say that, right, Jesse?
Yeah, it's done. The contest is over. It was Taken. Everybody had it right away. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you gave it away.
A lot of responses on the text line. Going to be tough to sift through and pick the one at random that is our winner today.
So you're a hero. You'll be able to pull it off. So without further ado, I will do my headline off of that for terrestrial radio, and that goes like this. This is what happens when you sit on the sidelines. You forget things like the weight in the hand of a football on game day and one in practice. Pow! Please apologize to your fans. The Packers taken to school by the Vikings.
Okay.
What'd you think?
It's better.
You guys
than,
didn't like that?
You come to the stadium.
I think mine's better than yours. Well, that's what I think. Yeah.
I don't know what you sounded like Christian Bale's Batman than anything.
I'm telling you, I didn't feel great about that. I told you I was nervous, and it sounds like I delivered on my nervousness.
All right, that is Tausch's headline with inspired by Taken. Yep. Here is mine.
What's so funny?
I mean, I don't think mine's very good, but by comparison, I sound exactly like Liam Neeson.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
You come to this stadium, take advantage of the system, and think because we are tolerant of that, we are weak and helpless. Your arrogance offends me. And for that, we are going to sack and intercept your quarterback repeatedly. I have a safety who wants to be Charles Woodson. I'm wondering if you have any tips for him. We delivered those yesterday, as the Packers will deliver a victory, 24-14.
That was a lot better than mine.
I lost it a little bit at the end, but pretty good.
Because I was too busy smiling.
Yeah, and you're trying to make sure you got your Xavier McKinney piece in as you continue to pound home your Sunday article, which I can appreciate the hustle.
Thank you.
I can't. So what have we established? I mean, we literally had Frank Caliendo on the show recently.
We did, yeah.
You do a decent Tausch imitating Frank, imitating
Morgan Freeman, right? Mm-hmm. Is there anything in your toolbox?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, you.
You're talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Liam Neeson was never going to fit in my wheelhouse. That just isn't me. And I think the Academy does that to make sure I get out of my comfort zone and allows me
sure.
for growth.
That's what acting
is. Which
is
what I want to do.
Sure.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. All right, Jesse, what do you got?
I'm not doing a voice.
What?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
I don't have an Irish. We've been over
it.
I don't have an Irish.
What do you mean you don't have an Irish? That's your whole Boston persona.
Boston is not Ireland, and I'm not taking voice lessons from you on any of these. No offense.
I'm offended.
Vikings on hands and knees and begging for mercy. Packers purple crush NFC North rival in Jordan Love's return. Get it? Hands and knees.
You didn't even do the voice.
Liam
you didn't even give
Neeson.
It.
I don't have any voices.
You did the whole skit in the headline,
yeah,
so I went a different
this
way.
Is
you just mailed it
at.
In. That's a mail-in by
not,
you.
This is the same thing I've done every week so far. Usually, oh, that's pretty good. Good job, Jesse. Oh, thanks,
no,
guys.
That's not what you, that wasn't no. very good, and it was mailed in.
Jason wins this week, and that's
Jason
all
right. wins, yeah. Jason wins, for sure.
Unfortunately, the 565 Analytics is not keeping score of headline wins, so
no,
I am in last
not.
Place on Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week wins instead. All right, we need to get to Woe Nelly coming up. Want to remind you, and I will not do this as Liam Neeson. Instead, I will do it as me telling you to get over to Fleet Farm. No matter what your everyday life looks like, Fleet Farm has you covered at the best prices guaranteed. Auto, pet, bird, farm, snacks, whatever the category, they've got you and everything that you might need all at the lowest prices. You know we get our pet stuff there. You know we get our bird seed there. I get my corn for the deer in the backyard, and I get my bubbler drinks there. We are always over at Fleet Farm. Oh, my God.
Dale nailed
it. We interrupt this read.
I think Dale nailed it.
For a text from Dale in Reedsburg. I never thought I would miss the Riley imitations. Riley Yauch is worse than Tausch, which is the reason why he's worse is he tries many more voices and fails more repeatedly than
he's
Tausch.
He's a big
does.
Quantity over quality guy when it comes to his imitations, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were not very good. And if you find a lower price, returning to our conversation about Fleet Farm, if you find a lower price somewhere else, they will match it. So you always know you'll always get the best price every day at Fleet Farm. All right. Whoa,
oh,
Nelly,
wait, I've got a better one. Josh and Hartland, was that Cookie Monster as Liam Neeson?
Joshy.
C is for Cookie. It's good enough for me.
And that's good enough for me. I like cookies, and I don't have any ransom.
All right,
I will find you, Cookie. You come to Sesame Street.
All right, we need to move on before we lose complete control of the show. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Was fun. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Jerry out in Canton, Ohio. This is the perfect episode for the sixth grade class to experience for the first time.
True.
Really, it's a really good point.
Let's talk about the green and gold for a moment. The Oakland Athletics, of course.
played their final game at the Oakland Coliseum yesterday in front of a sold-out crowd of 47,000 cheering on the A's to a victory over the Texas Rangers. And then a lot of emotional farewells from the broadcasters on the network and some of the players and the former players that were part of the festivities. It's a sad thing for the Oakland A's fans out there that their team is being ripped away. But then I've also seen the responses saying, well, if those fans cared so much, where were they for the last 20 years? Where, like, understanding the business of sports and the owner wants to make money and sell out his stadium better and all involved here, Tausch, what do you make of the Oakland A's playing their final game in Oakland before moving temporarily to Sacramento and long-term to Vegas?
I don't know enough about the ownership group to cast a lot of aspersions, but he, by all accounts, was brutal and did not handle, you know, the entire operation very well. The value of the team has went up. It's skyrocketed. He has done nothing. The stadium, I mean, I can remember 7-8 years ago, they're talking about raw sewage, allegedly, flowing through the stadium. And so you have to keep up. You have to take care of it. I understand that the economics of baseball are tough. Oakland and that whole area is a monster. There's businesses everywhere. It should be really easy to make a bunch of money, and you have people everywhere, and you have a loyal fan base with a ton of great history. Catfish Hunter, Ricky Henderson, Goose Gossage. You're talking about
Dave Stewart,
Terry Steinbach, Dave Stewart, Rick Honeycutt, like Jose and Mark and Mike Gallego. Like, there are players, and Ron Hassey finished his career up out there. A lot of great stuff, and the ownership to do it the way it, now it takes two to tango and all that, but it just felt like this could have been handled and finished and figured out in a much better way than it was, and unfortunately it didn't. And Scott Hatterberg and Barry Zito, who was the windy pitcher that threw the little sidearm deal at the end in Moneyball? It's a shame because it's a missed opportunity in a market that should have no problem supporting a monster baseball team. And I think the owner is the main culprit in that whole operation.
In 100 years of American League Baseball, the Athletics have accomplished what no one has before. They have won.
That's a long clip for a bobblehead.
It is a real. I was not expecting that to be that long. All right, look, I actually did read up on this yesterday because I was interested in it. And Jesse, I would push back a little bit. The owner sucks, and he was not reinvesting any of the money into the team or the stadium.
Allegedly,
right? Sewage. And so, and so the team sucks. I remember a couple of guys on the panel who pronounced this the worst team in the history of baseball, and the Brewers got swept by them.
Yeah.
And so I have a hard time faulting fans. They just want – do you want to go to see a team lose all but 40 of their games? Do you want to go to those games? Is that fun? And then to know that your money that you're paying for your ticket is going into the pocket of a guy who doesn't reinvest anything into the team and is just looking to make the big – payday by moving to Vegas. Like, I don't fault the fans on this one, because I'm sure if there were
who's faulting the fans. Did Jesse fault the fans?
He did. He said if you'd have shown up,
I'm not faulting the
fans.
You
did, though. You just said if you'd have shown up like you did at this game, they wouldn't be leaving.
There have been responses to that. As a fan, I would not want to go support a team that can't win any games either. So I empathize with the fans.
But the point is, and I saw there was a clip, Tausch, you sent a clip from yesterday where they put the Moneyball music over it, which was not nearly as uplifting as it is in the movie. But there was also clips of them winning division titles, and the stadium is full. Like, they were competitive, even though they were a small market team, and this owner has ruined
this. Oakland is not a small market.
I understand, but they function like one. They function like one because their owner chooses not to reinvest in his team, and now it's gone.
You don't get to like pick. If you're a small market, like, you're either a small market team or you're not.
Well, so what do you make now that the Raiders, the Warriors moved from Oakland to San Francisco, and now the A's have all left Oakland in the last, 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't think you have to make anything of it. Read between the lines.
I mean, that can't. That's not just the Oakland A's owner. That's other stuff there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of issues in the Bay Area.
Let me tell you something. I've been out in California for a while. I have not broken down the inner political game of Oakland and their city councils and their state. I know California as a whole is not interested in giving money to owners to build stadiums. That I know.
Dare I say, whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, but you don't get to Nelly! You don't get to just pronounce yourself a small market when you're in the frickin' Bay Area, bruh. Silicon Valley, bruh. Santa Barbara, bruh. Like I
don't think Santa Barbara's there. I think that's
it's
by
4 or 5 hours down the road.
So is Chicago from Green Bay.
San Jose, Sacramento. There is not, it's not a small, Oakland is not a small market. Just because they want to, you know, not spend doesn't mean they're small market.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Wisconsin cities like Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Indianapolis.
And by the way, if I'm the Anaheim Angels, I'm complaining about that. They're going to do the same blanking thing. Watch. And you think Orange County and Anaheim small market? No. Okay.
Whoa, Nelly!
I got a frickin' in there when he was getting all riled up, by the way.
The Chicago White Sox play the Detroit Tigers in a...
They're moving to Nashville.
Two small market teams.
So we're going back to the White Sox well here for a minute, because they have not lost since we brought them up when Pablo was sitting in here the other day about setting the new record. So they have 3 games to lose one to become the worst team in baseball. Meanwhile, the Tigers, out of nowhere in the last like 3 weeks, have gotten hot and are in playoff positioning to be a wild card team. They're young and no one saw this coming from them. Which is the more compelling storyline in the final series of the season? The team actually getting into the playoffs, making a big run, or the White Sox becoming all-time historic bad by losing one more game?
Yeah, I'm not going to give... The White Sox are a joke, and they should be embarrassed about what's going on. And if I'm a fan, I'm not remotely supporting what they're doing, period. So you can, it could be a fun little storyline. Hey, we're the biggest losers ever. Yeah, kudos to you. No, give me Detroit all day. I am not interested in any of that losers mentality and blah, blah, blah. I think that whole thing, it should be, somebody needs to do a deep dive on how that can happen. And it's one thing, everybody has bad seasons. This to be historically bad in a town that just, they won a World Series. Milwaukee still hasn't won one. But I would much rather be where the Milwaukee Brewers are, obviously, than what that joke is going on down in Chicago.
So you said they're moving to Nashville, which they're not necessarily.
I said allegedly. Doing.
It would make sense.
But that has been a rumor for a while. Jerry Reinsdorf in December met with the mayor of Nashville. Chicago, I don't want to speak for Chicagoans because I'm not one, but they obviously have two teams, the Southsiders and the Northsiders, and it does feel like Cubs' passion is a little stronger than even when White Sox passion was going well, so I don't know what to make of that. Other than this, I don't know how the league allows this to happen. I don't understand it. Like, if the commissioner is supposed to act in the best interest of baseball, is there not like a floor of spending that they have to reach? I don't know the rules well enough. Why are they this bad?
I don't know. I've literally paid no attention to the White Sox, and I probably never will.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
When you moved your microphone, it sounded like a fart, like the dog fart.
Yeah, I was trying to not. I don't have a cough button, so yeah. I covered my mic while I coughed.
Yeah, it just the squeak or whatever sounded like.
Wait, weren't you using the mute button the other day when the dogs were barking?
I didn't feel like pulling my phone out to do it.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. All right, that's it for Whoa, Nelly. We will wrap things up for the week and for Tausch's trip to California. with our Feel Good Friday painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Let's see if we can make today a Feel Good Friday for one of our trivia contestants. A
lot of chips in the helmet this week. A lot of strong performances.
Not from today, though.
Yep. David's really up against the odds. For the first time.
It was a tough day for David. He's very confident, though. Maybe his confidence will go right into those poker chips.
Just like his confidence, it did not result in a victory for him. Congratulations to Ryan in Madison. Tuesday's Badgers Trivia Tuesday contestant. Nicely done. You're our winner this week.
All right. That is it for Whoa Nelly. We will wrap things up with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight. Trying to live up to the say I am. Is it any wonder? Shame comes calling my first name.
Is the we wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. As Tausch wraps up his 37-day visit to California. Tausch, what's your Feel Good Friday?
Well, so, you know, Feel Good Friday, I usually love to have some, you know, something philanthropic or something great out in the community. And, you know, unfortunately, this one is tough news to hear. Joe Wolf, who I think for a lot of us that grew up in Wisconsin, Joe Wolf passed away yesterday from a heart attack at the age of 59, which is way too young. But I just remember, as a kid, my dad and it would talk about how great of a player he was and really kind of showcase that being a big time high school athlete in the state of Wisconsin. Then he ended up going to North Carolina, played for 7 different NBA teams. One of the real Wisconsin sports legends that grew up here and ended up, you know, did some stuff with the Bucks. I think he was with the Herd, the G League team. So it's a sad deal, but it's, I think, the legacy and what Joe Wolf meant to a lot of kids my age, your age, I think left a heck of a legacy in the state of Wisconsin in sports. And it's really sad to hear about his passing. And hopefully we just remember, you know, that legacy that Joe Wolf put on Wisconsin sports is he left a big mark in this state.
He did, and I did actually have a connection to him. I had a friend who texted me before the news got out there about that. First of all, only 7 years older than me, but he was him, as we like to say.
Yes, he was.
About in high school basketball here, like the idea that a kid from Kohler, Wisconsin, was going to North Carolina, and who was the 13th pick in the NBA draft, and played a year in college with Michael Jordan, when you start to think about that. But he was an assistant with the Bucks and played with the Bucks later in his career, and I got to know him, and I learned a lot of basketball from him. He was, you know, he was always generous with his time. I know he was working for the Herd and obviously developing the next generation of players. I got that, and that was one of those gut punch messages. Because I just didn't. No one expected that. Obviously, it was a sudden thing. I want to shift gears to my Feel Good Friday, which, speaking of gut punches, having gotten one when Paula 4 years ago was diagnosed with breast cancer, the Packers versus Cancer campaign is always a really important one. I've been involved with the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation previously as well, and I don't wear Packers gear. It's not obviously what I do, but there is part of me that was thinking about buying a hat because, A, the hats are really cool. I don't know if you saw Mike McCarthy wearing his on Thursday Night Football for the Cowboys, but I like the color scheme, but more importantly, I like the message. And all of us, to varying degrees, have all been touched by the insidious nature of cancer and the challenge it presents. And while Paula is healthy, and I am very thankful for that, you don't realize until it really hits you hard at home how important all the fundraising is for research and all the important things that come out of the money that comes from your donations. So support whatever cancer group you'd like. But I hope you can support them because it is a daily fight for a lot of people. All right. We are happy that you're coming home. We'll see if you come home with a victory over the USC Trojans. If you do, one way or the another, we'll be celebrating either your safe return home or a win over USC or both with a Coors Light.
It will be Coors Light in my hand. That's when I need to chill. I'm going to have it. I'm going to make sure the mountains, seeing mountains here, not a lot in back in Wisconsin, but the mountains will be blue. That's when I know it's chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado.
All right, old boy. Have some safe travels home.
Oh, this is sad. It's like the Oakland A's ending. The California Adventures, dunzo.
Yeah. Say almost the same thing.
The only thing I'm sad about is if the purchase or the adoption of a dog at the Tauscher House has been adversely affected by the torta that
by
was
Barry
stolen.
By Barry Alvarez.
By Ace and the crew at the Davenports. All right, that's it for us today. Thanks to Rob Domofsky, and thanks to you for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.